The podcast you're about to listen to was taken from one of our live programs. If you don't already listen to Radio Maria Live, you can do so on DAB in selected regions of the United Kingdom, or by downloading the app. Just search for Radio Maria Play. All the Radio Maria podcasts are conveniently stored on this app. We'd like to thank all our listeners who support us with monthly donations, so that we can continue to be a Christian voice by your side. To find out more about becoming a monthly supporter, visit www.radiomariaengland.uk.
Hello, you are listening to Radio Maria, and this is Father Toby with your word for today. And let's begin with today's gospel, which is taken from John chapter 14. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God still and trust in me. There are many rooms in my Father's house. If there were not, I should have told you. I am going now to prepare a place for you. And after I have gone and prepared you a place, I shall return to take you with me, so that where I am, you may be too. You know the way to the place where I am going." Thomas said, "Lord, we do not know where you are going, so how do we know the way?" Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me." This is one of the most beautiful gospel passages, I think, in the lectionary. There's so much richness, so much to unpack from it. At the very end of it, we get those astonishing words from Jesus, where Thomas says rather pleadingly, "Lord, we do not know where you are going, so how can we know the way?" And Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." And this emphasizes to us the imperative of the proclamation of the gospel. The gospel is not about how to be a good person. You know, other people will say to you, "Surely it matters all that it is that I'm a good person." No, the gospel is about life in Christ, and through life in Christ to come and dwell in eternity in happiness with the Father. And so Jesus, as you will have heard me say before, is not a way, not one way of looking at things, and not one possible way of life. No, he says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." And this shows us that the gospel is about a participation in the life of Christ. It's not about being sort of separately doing good things by ourselves, but rather belonging to the whole body of the Christ. And yet there is a way in which we see, you know, we lose our sort of individual identities in the body of Christ. And yet Jesus tells us there are many rooms in my Father's house. Something of this sort of respecting of the individuality in which Jesus has made you, the beautiful and glorious creation, fearfully and wonderfully made, that is you and nobody else. And so you're following Jesus as the way, the truth, and the life. You're participating in the life of Christ. That's going to look different for you in a way that and it's going to look different for the person next to you and for each and every person. There is no identical life in the body of Christ. It's something that's so beautiful and yet so glorious. There is this diversity and this unity. And then the final part of the gospel, which right at the beginning, that can be difficult for us to comprehend, difficult for us to live. "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God still and trust in me." And this reminds us that, as I was saying at the very beginning, faith is a relationship. And our trust in God is not a sort of an abstract trust in a formula that works, but rather a trust that grows through a willingness to embrace Christ, through a willingness to live in his ways. Even when the world says to me that to do this, to give that up, would be foolish. How could you ever be happy without that or without this or not doing this or that? but rather we're called to take this experiential leap of faith, to trust in the ways of the Lord, to live truly in his law and his love, and then to taste and see that the Lord is good.
Me and Andrew, we'd been fishing the best part of last night. We'd caught nothing for all our trying. Come the morning and the light, then I saw him and he asked me to take him out a little ways from the land. He was teaching all the people. They listened there in silence on the sand. Come and follow.